Hi, this is Ryan Happy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
It's Happy Hour!
Welcome back to Happy Hour with Ryan Happy.
Yes, now.
What?
No.
If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Something completely different.
Smoke
medical.
We eat every day.
Oh, we do.
Following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Pastor. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy R in your system.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Sam Asghari is going IG official with his new boo.
You know it's not official until you go IG official. Once you do, then it's official.
The actor debuts his new romance with his real estate agent girlfriend Brooke Irvine on...
Those are the perfect people to date. I mean, it didn't really work out for Ariana Grande, but her ex was a real estate agent because they got all the connections to the rich and elite without being famous.
On his Instagram page on New Year's Day with a series of sweet pics captioned, Happy New Year to all. Sam and Brooke cozy up in the Instagram carousel.
She's like a classier, less white trash version of Britney Spears meets Gen Z generation.
Which includes shots of them gazing into each other's eyes on a starry night. And
how long until they break up?
And lying on a tropical palm tree. The two first sparked romance rumors back in November when they were spotted out together in L.A.
You know that having Britney Spears as a part of your body count makes you likable with the women. Because the women are like, what did he bring to the bedroom? How did he obtain Britney Spears, even though she's pretty easy?
However, this is the first time they've made things official.
Yeah, there's been rumblings. We've been seeing them do the walk of shame. You know that celebrity picture where they're leaving their house and their hair's all messy and you know they had sex all night and then they just look so trashy. Now we're seeing the classy, official version.
The new romance comes 8 months after Sam and his ex, Britney Spears, officially ended their divorce in May. They had both been declared legally single the month prior, and their marriage status ended back in December, according to documents obtained by E! News.
I'm proud of you, E! News. A lot of times you'll say, E! News reached out for comment and didn't hear back. But you guys did it. Round of applause, E! News. You obtained information.
Both have made rare comments about the split since, including when Sam opened up to People magazine in November at a Las Vegas event, explaining how he's handled a split in the public eye, sharing,
yeah, that can't be ideal. I doubt a split in the public eye is frightening. Got people coming up to you asking you about your ex. I can't imagine that ex being Britney Spears, though.
You just got to keep it positive. You got to stay grounded.
And ignore her.
And understand what the truth is and really just live with that. Rather than other people's opinions or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. You really got to shut out the outside noise, because when you go through a breakup, a lot of times people will turn on you. I have no experience with this. A lot of times, maybe I do. A lot of times people kind of all of a sudden come back 2 years later and it's like, nope.
As for Britney, she's fresh off a holiday reunion with her 18-year-old son, Jaden.
Who all of a sudden, I think, is only showing up because of the money. We never really saw him interact with his mom from 2006 until November when the alimony ended. All of a sudden, he's like, Mom, I want to hang out with you.
Who she shares with ex Kevin Federline. Britney shared a moment of the Christmas reunion on Instagram, calling it the best Christmas of her life.
Maybe it was the first really good Christmas, you know?
Then on New Year's Eve, she opened up about the shock of reuniting with her son, sharing photos of him and writing, "He's mine. I hadn't seen him in 2.5 years or maybe 3. I'm in shock. He came back and he feels older and smarter than me. He's a man and I cry every day of my life because of the miracle and genius he is."
I love that they skipped over this part where they go, it's like we're twins, but he's a guy and I'm a girl. How could you leave that part out? Don't make Britney sound smart.
The singer's reunion with her son comes after he and Britney and Kevin's youngest, Sean, relocated to Hawaii in 2023 alongside their father and stepmom. At the time, Kevin's attorney, Mark Vincent Kaplan, told People of the decision, the boys are ready to get away from
the boys.
The L.A. microscope.
I wouldn't want to be in the microscope in L.A. either. Frankly, I wouldn't want to be in L.A. to begin with. Mm-hmm.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
DJ yeah. Rockstar.
I told her I need love, but I ain't doing it the LL way. Cause I'm on the road doing shows, red eye planes. Remember me across the street right from MLK. In no tray, I was hopping out that SLK. Now I return swagged up in a Jedi way. If she ain't shooting, then she in my way. Get me? I'm sprung on a damn, we something like Bobby and Whitney. Why? She takes a licking and keeps
you
on ticking your high.
When we flying, you can see the morning stars above.
Look at your watch out.
Tick-tock, caught in your love.
Tick-tock,
caught in your love. When we riding, you can see the morning stars above.
Look at your watch out.
Tick-tock, caught in your love.
Tick-tock,
caught in your love.
So I can't change the climate. I met you in perfect timing. Stop, wanna make it hot, wanna see you take the time out.
Watch this, it's
perfect timing. I met you in perfect timing.
Well,
love, but I ain't doing it the average way. I don't usually try to read off the passion page. I'm probably at the crib or at Cash's place. And if I'm not there, I'm with Holla right here. Yeah, swear she's something like a model. And me, I'm YB, hopping out of Gelato. Swag on auto. With one kiss, she made me stand up like Apollo. Bravo.
You know that when we riding, when we flying, you can see the morning stars above.
Look at your watch out.
Tick-tock, caught in your love.
Tick-tock,
caught in your love. When we riding, you can see the morning stars above.
Look at your watch out.
Tick-tock, caught in your love.
Tick-tock,
caught in your love.
So I can't change the climate. I met you in perfect timing. I met you in perfect timing.
stop, wanna make it hot, wanna see it in the time out.
Watch this, it's
perfect timing. I miss you in perfect timing. But mom, doing it the B.I. way. Hell no, I ain't Jay, you ain't Beyonce. But time flies, now she's fiancé. And she done moved out of her mom's place. She done upgraded to a Benz, got out of that Hyundai. Boomerang, I can make it feel like Strange. And I used to be Marcus Graham, trunk booming like a marching band. But now
you can see the moon and the stars above.
You get your watch out.
Tick-tock,
oh. Caught in your love.
Tick-tock,
oh. Caught in your love.
When we riding,
you can see the moon and the stars above.
You get your watch out.
Tick-tock,
oh. Caught in your love.
Tick-tock,
oh. Caught in your love.
I can't deny it. So I can't change the climate. I met you in perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
And you know how. I wanna stop, wanna make it hot, wanna see it take the time out.
Watch this, it's
perfect timing. I miss you in perfect timing.
DJ Illwell and DJ Rockstar.
Oh, yeah. That was perfect timing. Mm-hmm. By Youngberg. Youngberg is a rapper that does not get enough credit. He had, hey, sexy lady, it was nice to know ya, but I can't play that because of copyright. It's really fun. I look up these rappers from 15 years ago. They had, like, MySpace mixtapes. And I play it on here.
Mm-hmm. Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North. And that's in St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. Go to AmirAcademy.com and tell them I sent you. Get it? Got it? Oh, good.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, it's MJ from the MJ Morning Show on Q105 104.7 FM Tampa Bay, and you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy!
There's no nepotism here. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Sure, me and Ryan. Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY.
Hoppy.
It's 856-494-6773.
Me and Ryan Hoppy.
You tweeted me.
Hoppy.
At Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Hoppy.
You can always email me.
Hoppy.
Ryan Hoppy Radio. Do you want to come?
It's you and me, Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, it is?
It's you and me, Ryan Hoppy.
That's me.
It's you and me, Ryan Hoppy.
That's me.
Hoppy.
That's my last name.
Hey, Hoppy. It's you and me, Ryan Hoppy. Hoppy, it's you and me, Ryan Hoppy.
Yeah.
Hoppy, it's you and me, Ryan. It's you.
This is all they say for the whole song.
Hoppy, it's you and me, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's you and me, Orion. It's you and me, Orion. Hoppy. Hoppy, it's you and me, Orion. Hoppy.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
So Sometimes I listen back to my show, and I'm like, my last name is said a lot during this show. But then again, it's called marketing.
Next up, Squid Game, the hit show, returned last week for a second season. The shocking series shattering Netflix records.
I don't know why. I'm just not really into Squid Games. I respect it. I get that if you're a nerd, if you're a dork, if you're into magic, the card gathering, whatever the hell you do, that you're going to like it. But for me, it's just not my thing. For me, I'm into sports and women and getting laid. But at the same time, I get it. I also watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force before bed, and I listen to radio shows from 2007. I have my geekiness to it. I just think there's this separation where if you like sports, like I love the NBA. I like the NFL to a point, and baseball is ite. And hockey is okay. Not a big fan of soccer. Who is in this country? But the thing is, there's like a division where if you like sports, you're just not really going to like Magic the Card Gathering, or you're not going to like Squid Games. And if you like Squid Games and Magic the Card Gathering, you're going to look down on sports and say the term that I despise, known as sports ball. Oh, just admit that you're a loser.
Skyrocketed to the top of the Netflix global top 10 thanks to its 68 million views. Plus, the series is now number one in a whopping 92 countries. Season.
I don't know why the Today Show does this, but they'll play like clips of whatever they're talking about underneath what they're talking about so you can barely hear them. Yeah, it's okay to show B-roll footage, but
in a whopping 92
countries.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Season two,
it's like me talking over it right now. It's too much.
Views for a show in its premiere week. No surprise, season three already given the green light. Netflix revealing in a teaser video the next installment is just around the corner.
I will not be watching that. Mm-hmm.
Slated to arrive this year.
Ah, so I'll be there and not watching. I also don't have Netflix. I am so glad I didn't sign up for Netflix on Christmas. I just knew I could go to one of the illegal sites, First Row Sports, and I could literally watch that awful game between the Chiefs and Steelers, and I think it was the Texans and Ravens. I'm an NBA cat. Speaking of the NBA...
You ready for the most unapologetic and unbiased opinions of the NBA? Well, don't worry. You've come to the right place. This is Hoppy's Hoops with Ryan Hoppy.
Yo. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, breaking down the scenes. NBA drama.
That's me.
Living out the dream.
I think, right?
Swives wild, stories about.
That's what I identify as.
Bombs all in on the schemes. Hoppy's Hoops, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe. MJ to Kobe, legends in the game. Shaq's big presence, true Hall of Fame. Hoppy spills the tea, ain't playing tame. Behind the curtain, nothing left the same. Hoppy's loose, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
I'm a little bit late to the party with this one, but right before the Tyler Hero and Amen Thompson scuffle, little altercation, I mean, Amen Thompson just threw him to the ground. Fred VanVleet was actually ejected from the game for this. As you see here, he makes some contact with the ref.
Yeah, Fred VanVleet of the Raptors bumped into a ref. These refs are just such bitches, man. Like, are you that sensitive all the time? Are you on your period, your refs? Well, unless they're the female ones, but...
Let me know in the comment section if you think it's incidental or on purpose. But, as I said, he was ejected, and then later he was fined $35,000 for...
I wonder about these fines, because these fines really add up. So I wonder, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I wonder if, like, at the end of the year, they see that they lost, like, $200,000, if that really starts to add up, you know? Especially Anthony Edwards having to swear... Every time he goes on TV.
For it. And then as for the altercation that happened after where Amen Thompson threw Tyler Hero to the ground, Thompson was suspended 2 games and Terry Rozier was suspended 1 game for jumping on top of him after it happened.
It's so funny when you see NBA players trying to be tough. It's not believable. But when you see like hockey players or NFL players do it, it's more believable.
And then Tyler Hero, he was fined $25,000 for pretty much getting thrown to the ground. And Jalen Green was fined $35,000 for getting involved like Terry Rozier did. But he just didn't jump on him.
I love this guy's voiceover. It's Chaz NBA on YouTube. A great page!
But here's what Fred VanVleet had to say about that ejection.
The reason for your ejection?
He said I bumped him.
Yeah, you're dead.
Mark has been around a long time, so obviously I respect him. Got a lot of respect for him. I definitely...
No, you don't. If you did, you didn't shove him then.
He wasn't trying to bump him. I would never try to touch an official or, you know, bump an official in that way. So I'm not going to let anybody put that narrative on me or...
But we saw it on video, bro. You're a gaslighter, like morning radio host.
You know, but that was his interpretation of it in that moment. I've watched it back. I definitely was not trying to bump him. We were talking. He kind of walked around me. I turned into him. You know, it was unfortunate. So I definitely put my team in a bad position there, I think.
Yeah, think the Raptors need you, bro. They got, like, all this talent. Like, I don't like saying that NBA teams are not talented because they're still out there playing basketball. But at the same time, it's like, they need you, buddy.
Before that, just trying to get the time out, there was a short discussion about...
Whatever. So he shoved and he's lying. I see this clip here, and this is interesting. Paul George, yeah, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, he's an NBA superstar. But he also cares more about that podcast of his than playing.
There's been a lot of talk about the NBA product not being as enjoyable because of all the three-point attempts.
And here's Paul George's kiss-ass podcast on the Podcast P. Oh, my God. Can you imagine having your mouth on his ass at all times, being that whipped?
From a player's perspective, do you feel the same way? And what should the NBA do to make the game more appealing to fans? Who
make sure that they're playing and they don't sit out because they're hungover or worried that they knocked off their side chick?
Think. It's not great.
Well, they can't complain about it now. I mean, analytics kind of took over the game being played from, like, coaches want three-pointers or they want a layup.
We want a closely contested game. We don't want 150 to 142.
Get to the free throw line. Like, you know, they might be one guy on a team that they allow to shoot mid-ranges or play in post or play in the mid-range area. You don't really see that too much in offense because everybody wants to shoot threes. And
you're one of the problem.
Get up as many threes because the analytics says threes obviously are more than twos. And the more threes you make, the better chances you have of scoring more points. I actually seen, I think it was on like ESPN or something where they showed teams going back and forth and they kept missing and missing and missing and missing, shooting, just clanking up threes.
Yeah.
They're missing as many threes as games you've missed.
That did look bad. I'm not going to lie. Like that.
You know what looks worse? Is doing a podcast and caring more about that than actually having a winning record.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Start by asking niggas what's worse. Going to a 9-to-5, grinding till I eat dirt. That you should know why I do it for. Cause I don't ever wanna go back to being broke. I don't ever wanna go back to the third floor. OHC, apartment 224. So I don't drink, and I don't smoke. Don't get sleep, nah, I just work. Me and my brother, we've been doing this since knee high. But ain't nobody checking for niggas in VI. So we fly, I mean we fly.
flew into Georgia and we made plans to get heard and be seen and put on for our city by any means.
Thinking about what's been going wrong, wondering when my time's gonna come.
Saturated game, yeah, when everything I'm hearing is really sounding the same. If we lose, you know who they gon' blame? Us for not doing a song with T-Pain or even Akon or any big name. Spit it like Jeezy, Kanye, or Lil Wayne. And I'm a fan of them all, but the fact still remains that I won't, cause we trying to create our own lane. I swear to God that I won't ever change. I refuse to compromise and be a victim of the game. I speak it from the heart so the world can feel my pain. Told you I don't care about the fame. I'm like a new Jay-Z with a Virgin Islands swag and an A-Town bounce with my Virgin Islands flag. Pardon me if I brag, but see, we ain't never had. Wake the neighbors, tell them haters that we came to make them mad. And I've been
thinking about what's been going wrong, wondering when my time's gonna come.
Yeah. Sing it, Akon.
And it's my turn to be the boss. I'ma show these niggas who's put me off that I'm a don, the only one. So I can't wait till I get on. I'ma lose my mind if I don't get on. That's why I grind till I get on. The sun gon' shine when I get on. So I can't wait till I get on. Push these rides when I get on.
Yeah.
I'ma be king when I get on. Wait till I get on.
We'll wait and we'll wait, and you'll always be on. You know why? Because you are Akon.
Happy Hour will be right back. Happy Hour will be right back. Happy Hour will be right back.
70 downloads. 70 downloads. 70 downloads. This following segment has been brought to you by Strange Clouds of Clearwater, 2222 Main Street. Kava, Kratom, Delta 8, CBD, THCA. Products, whatever the hell you need, when you go to 2222 Main Street in Clearwater, and you tell them that you heard about it from Happy Hour, they will hook you up. Also, you'll get to see the bathroom that I accidentally took a dump in. On that note, we had the first episode of the Hammer and Hang Show. It's on my podcast feed, and here he is right here.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammer and Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
It's Hoppy Hour!
It's you, me, Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Frank Kramer from the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS in Los Angeles, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Everyone else is afraid to say, Ryan Hoppy will say for you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Wake up, folks, it's time to shine.
Sure.
Tune in now to Hoppy's line.
That's me.
Tall tales of love and news divine. When Ryan Hoppy standing 6'9". Got those silver little gossip skills. All the thrills and chills. Midday talk that pays the bills. Hoppy Hour's got the skills. Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy, sing it loud.
856.
Oh, it's DJ
49 Hobby.
Hell yeah, we're proud.
That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Tips to make you swoon. Crazy stories of the moon.
Caitlin Clark talks about her mom becoming a Swiftie on New Heights.
6'9", he's reaching high.
Wow! Hoppy Hot Topic!
So, last time Nitro Percenter saw you with Travis was the Eras Tour. How was that?
I would love to meet Caitlin Clark.
Oh, that was so much fun.
She's so cute.
Electric. It was great. My mom was like begging me to take her. She's like, I gotta go. Like, everybody's talking about it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it was right there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I literally live right downtown too, like right next to Lucas Oil. So I'm like,
nice.
Yeah, it's a small downtown. I bet a lot of people know where she lives.
The night I didn't go, I'm such like cool on my balcony trying to listen. But no, obviously it's just a great show and a lot of fun and full Swiftie. Turned my mom into a full Swiftie now. And
nice.
Two of my cousins were there too. So good time.
Oh yeah.
Good time.
Was that, you mentioned that was like your second night going to it, right?
Yeah, second night in a row, and that was my third show. I went early on when Taylor first went on tour in Minnesota at U.S.
Minnesota
Bank. Nice. One of her early concerts, and that was a lot of fun. Went with some of my college friends, and we had a good time together.
All right, there's that. And then there is this. Here is some news. I'm not going to say the name of the terrorist of New Orleans because I love celebrity news, but I hate when the news makes these school shooters, blah, blah, blah. I hate when they make them celebrities. So here's some info, though, about the terrorist. We just won't say his name.
When you had heard that, you know, this is the suspect in this attack, does it square in any way, shape, or form? I mean, you must have been stunned when you heard.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was just lounging on the couch having, I think, the New Year's Day that a lot of Americans expect. And an Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter, Joseph Papp, reached out to me on Twitter and said, did you write this story in 2015? I said, sure. Why? What does it matter? He said, that could be the suspect. And my head was spinning. And I, you know, what little I remember about that interview was a very cool, calm, and collected guy. Like, he, nothing about his character.
Yes, something happened. It was definitely mental illness and being evil.
Through any red flags, which I think is reflective of what a lot of us are hearing while we're covering this story. I mean, a lot of my colleagues at the New York Times talk to family and friends, and they're telling you, This was a wild 180. So, no, what I remember about the interview with him was...
Well, in an interview, you're portraying your best self. So, of course, even if he wasn't ready to be a terrorist then, he's not going to show his terroristic side.
His pretty reserved demeanor. He was a little bit distant in the way that, you know, you sometimes see from veterans who...
Yeah, he was all messed up with his PTSD. Not an excuse, though.
I've had difficult deployments, and I, interestingly enough, remember his eyes, which is actually how we confirmed the story, confirmed that this was the same guy. After the FBI published the photograph of him, I realized, like, yeah, that's the guy I sat down with. And I've been getting a lot of calls from family and friends today asking, like, you know, how does it feel? And frankly, I'm still processing it all. It's been a whirlwind of a day.
It is incredibly disturbing, especially because, as you said, so many...
So this guy interviewed him for a college paper.
Many of us who've interviewed veterans, whether it be in Afghanistan or back home, there is a real difficulty trying to adjust to life.
Ah, whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. I see this here. Majority of adults plan to ring in the new year from home. Younger folks, not so much. Duh. Also here, let me see what else we have here. Justin Bieber. Hot for bikini-clad wife. Shuts down divorce rumors. So he posted a picture of her in lingerie on their stairs. And he goes, I'm going anywhere with you, baby. Oh, they're so forced. And they're trying to tell us that the relationship's doing fine and dandy when it's not.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Citrus County man is in jail this evening, accused of throwing fireworks at a state trooper's patrol vehicle.
For people that don't live in Florida, when you say Citrus County man, it's never a good story.
According to Florida Highway Patrol, just before 10 today, a trooper was sitting in a marked vehicle parked on the side of North Carroll G. Rose Highway.
It's got to be weird. I've always wondered about cops. Like, at any moment, you could be doing something, you know? You could be shooting somebody. You could be ducking and covering. It's got to be a little edgy. You're always on edge. Mm-hmm.
When they heard several loud pops and saw clouds of smoke around their car, they determined it came from another vehicle and pulled over the driver. They say a 20-year-old sitting in the back seat admitted to throwing the explosives and apologized. They say the man told the trooper he lit the fireworks and did not know what to do with them.
Yeah, that seems like a cop-out, no pun intended.
Right now, the 20-year-old is facing two felony charges, including aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer.
I don't know, man. We got New Orleans, and we got this next story I'm going to talk about. It's like 2025. My mom sent me a meme that it begins literally with WTF, because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, I had such high hopes for 2025, maybe because I got laid in the last hour of 2024. But I just, I don't want to go out in public anymore. I don't drink really that much anymore. I drink occasionally. But it's just like, I want to live as long as possible. I don't know, man. It's weird out there.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
And now to a deadly fireworks explosion outside a home in the Honolulu area. Three people killed and dozens more injured during a New Year's Eve celebration. First responders racing to the scene. The injured rushed to local hospitals.
I think this is like a new type of vibe where New Year's is, I'm not saying not safe completely, but out of previous years, so much happened in the last 2 days already. But I don't want to go through that thing. We did it in 2016. We did it in 2020 where it's like, this is the worst year ever. Because we'll probably be romanticizing the 2020s in about 20 years. In 2040, we'll all be doing parties like how they're doing Y2K parties and 90s and 80s parties and even 70s theme parties. There's going to be like parties where you're wearing masks and that.
Many in critical condition. What we are learning tonight about the investigation. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
What's up, baby?
It started as a joyous New Year celebration in Honolulu, but a few blocks from the crowd gathered on this balcony near Pearl Harbor. The celebration at one home turned.
What is it about Pearl Harbor? It's, oh yeah, Pearl Harbor.
Out gathered on this balcony near Pearl Harbor. The celebration at one home turned deadly. See and hear a wave of violent explosions in the distance.
Yeah, you would have no idea if you're drunk as hell. You're like, is that a gunshot or what? I heard a few fireworks in my neighborhood. Now, I live in a fine neighborhood. I'm in the middle of a nice neighborhood and about 10 minutes from the ghetto.
Officials say at least three people were killed at the scene, dozens of people injured, most in critical condition with burn and blast wounds. Officials say the massive explosions were caused by illegal fireworks.
Mary, the governor called it a painful reminder of the danger posed by illegal fireworks. Officials say for some of the first responders who had...
It's weird because fireworks are legal here in Florida, so I forget that it's not legal everywhere.
Been to war, the wounds reminded them of some of the things they'd seen in combat. Mary.
Just awful. Stephanie, thank you.
And then there's this headline, too.
My name is Kevin McMahill. I'm the sheriff of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. At 8:40 a.m., Las Vegas time, we received the report of an explosion and a fire at the Trump Towers, the iconic hotel that you see behind me.
A Cybertruck. I hate those.
We were told that a 2024 Cybertruck pulled up to the front of the hotel. And in fact, I can tell you it pulled right up to the glass entrance doors of the hotel. We saw that smoke start showing from the vehicle. And then a large explosion from the truck occurs. There is one deceased individual in the Cybertruck.
That's no good.
And I don't know whether it's a male or female at this time. We are investigating a number of leads, and I'm not prepared to release any of that information to you just yet. I can tell you that there are seven victims right now that sustained injuries from the...
That's sad.
The explosion. All of those have been reported to me at this point as minor injuries.
All right, so there's the cop talking, and then here's the official headline.
One person is dead and several people were injured after a Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. The vehicle had just pulled up to the building, and within 15 seconds, it was in flames.
I don't know why. I just don't like Teslas, man. They're so, I don't want to say the word skanky, but it's just, you're a loser if you drive it.
One witness describes what she saw.
We had three explosions. The first one, where we saw the fire. The second one was, I guess, the battery or something like that. And the third one was the big explosion that smoked the entire area.
Mortar-style fireworks and gas canisters were evident in the wreckage of the truck.
Can we just, like, live until we die, man?
I asked the cop, I said, do you think there's a body inside there? And he just nodded his head, basically. He said, yes.
CBS News reports that the Cybertruck was rented to Matthew Allen Livelsberger, an active-duty U.S. Army service member who was on leave in Colorado. The truck was reportedly rented in Colorado through the Turo app, the same car rental app that was allegedly used by the suspect in the New Orleans truck attack.
Here comes the conspiracy. I just said that funny like Mike Tyson. Here comes the conspiracy theories.
The FBI is investigating the incident as a potential act of terror.
Oh, man.
hey, at least we're not dead yet, right? I mean, some people are, but I don't know. This planet, not doing too good.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
She seen my grill and said, "You blow." This for my D-boys running in the trash. Yeah.
is Lock Boys with Arkansas Swag. But unfortunately, we gotta move on.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. DZBZ honey at DZBZHoney.com. Lollipops, honey sticks, a jar of honey. Whatever the hell you need to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use keyword H-O-P-P-E.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, this is Southside Steve out of Atlanta, Georgia, host of the Yet Come On Show podcast. And you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with my friend Ryan Hoppy, fellow radio rock god.
He never holds back. And he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour, where your medical card is required to listen.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. Join us for the laughter, music, and good vibes. Ryan's got the answers to brighten up your ride. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. News and jokes together. Make your mornings bright. We're setting things just right. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear.
Almost the perfect transition. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. That's my favorite part about this show. Every other talk show has to have perfect breaks. Me, I got so many windows open. I'm here to entertain you. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
What better way to jump into the new year than a dip in Lake Michigan?
So this is the Polar Plunge, where a bunch of people, they do it in Baltimore, I believe, all the cities with lakes or rivers, they go into the water when it's like 10 degrees out and it's shivering.
Hundreds of people waking up on New Year's Day to brave the 26th annual Waukegan Polar Bear Plunge.
3, 2, 1,
dressed in all sorts of attire, people piled into the Waukegan Municipal Beach to plunge into the icy cold water for a great cause.
People come out as families, people come out as groups, they dress in costumes.
I don't know, man. I was never into cold weather. Like, I didn't want to do anything like that. Like, even last night when I swam in my pool, like, I was, it's not heated. So if it's cold out, it's cold in the pool. And you warm up after a while, but that's like 50, 40 degree weather in Florida.
Still catching their breath.
How did that feel?
Cold. Real cold. But it was fun. Rejuvenating. Great way to start the year.
That part is certain. It takes a special kind of person to do this.
Yeah, someone that wants attention.
Excellent. Very refreshed and just great.
A cute accent she has.
A little cold?
I don't care anymore. Bunch of people going into the water just to get onto the news. What? Ever. And then there's this here.
Oh, happy hot topic.
That's awesome.
Show it off.
Come show it. It's 0.5.
Mr. Beast is engaged.
You know, his ex is freaking out.
The YouTube star, whose real name is Jimmy Donaldson, announced on Wednesday that he asked influencer Thea Boysen to marry him.
I would call myself Mr. Beast if that was my name.
He shared an image of him on one knee on Instagram and wrote, "Your boy did a thing." She also shared a video on her Instagram after the proposal.
That's awesome.
Show it off.
Come show it. It's 0.5.
Make sure everyone sees how nice of a ring I got you.
Alfie.
Alfie, what do you think of it? Show Alfie.
You weird guy.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thea was previously on the Wide Awake podcast, where she opened up about how she and Mr. Beast met.
I knew of Mr. Beast. I knew the great things he was doing.
And I wanted clout.
But I was also, from a psychological perspective, curious. Like, are these people playing it up? Do they have an alter ego? Are they down to earth? Like, I really...
So she's a fan.
...wants to meet him in person and see. So I got there and he was super nice. Very down to earth.
Yeah, you're pretty. He's not nice to anybody else with those working conditions he has. Hot girls don't get that. Guys are nice to them.
And he started asking me a lot of questions. Little did I know, he was actually like going off a list because he was like looking for a new girlfriend potentially. And he...
Hey, it's so nerdy, man. It's so middle school. Why do I know that? Because I did that. Couldn't get any girls, though.
Had this whole list. He's like, she has to have a hobby. She has to have some interest. She has to do this and that.
It's the most autistic thing I've ever heard. A checklist for a woman.
I just thought we were having the best conversation ever. We were talking about my book, neuroscience. And the fact that he could keep up with the conversation to me was very attractive, because you have to have a certain amount of interest and intellect to want to talk about these things.
I can see how Mr. Beast likes her. She's very wordy.
I thought I was boring him. But anyway, I got home and I got a DM from him. And
yeah, I used to send DMs. It's not really my thing anymore.
Asking me if I can tell him more about my book. So obviously we started talking on Twitter and...
Twitter, you mean X, formerly known as Twitter.
He decided to come back a second time to South Africa, this time to... visit me instead.
Ah, whatever. True love. Not really. 856-49-HOPPY. This next headline is about the opposite of true love.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Jennifer Lopez comments on her relationship amid Ben Affleck divorce.
She just seems insufferable, man. Like, you wouldn't want to be around her.
4 months after the singer filed for a divorce from Ben Affleck, she's reflecting on the hardships that ultimately made her stronger. In fact, she shares some parallels between her personal life and that of Judy Robles, the real-life woman she portrays in the upcoming film Unstoppable.
My mom was in town, and she watched the movie J-Lo had released in February, and this sound effect breaks it down. A terrible movie. I just look at J-Lo. Like, it wasn't the worst thing ever. But when you watch J-Lo act, you just know it's J-Lo. It's hard to, like, you know, not look at her and go, oh, that's just J-Lo acting. You know?
Which follows the story of athlete Anthony Robles as he makes a name for himself in the wrestling world after being born with one leg. Jennifer tells Variety in an interview published January 1st.
You know, if J-Lo were to be around a person with one leg, she would just shun him.
We were kindred spirits. We both grew up Latina in this country. We both had children and have hopes and dreams for them. She also notes she could truly empathize with Judy, adding, we both had challenging relationships, which left us holding our families together. The 55-year-old who shares 16-year-old twins Max and Emmy.
Because she's from, you know, the era of like... plastic surgery, she does not look 55.
With ex-husband Mark Anthony, also emphasizes the resilience women often build due to their environments. She continues, women are strong, we have to be. From the minute women are born, we're always having to prove ourselves.
Would a strong woman date Diddy? I not so much.
To
show we're good enough. That creates a type of strength. And then a lot of us give birth, and there's nothing that makes you stronger than doing that. And it turns out filming could have been complicated as Ben co-produced the project. But despite their ongoing divorce proceedings, the former couple only had good things to say about one another.
That's the one thing I'm noticing is they don't hate each other like some of their breakups, you know. Angelina Brad Pitt.
Ben told Entertainment Tonight in November, Jennifer's spectacular. We believed in the right people, and Unstoppable is another example of that.
I wonder what the IMDb / Rotten Tomatoes reviews will be.
Though the pair who tied the knot in 2022 was focused on maintaining a solid working relationship, it wasn't so easy in Jennifer's personal life.
Yeah.
She explained of her post-breakup life to Interview Magazine in October, "You have to be complete if you want something that's more complete. You have to be good on your own. I thought I learned that, but I didn't."
Yeah, it's good that you're aware.
"And then this summer, I had to be like, I need to go off and be on my own. I want to prove to myself that I can do that."
Yeah, with all the failed relationships you've had, it's pretty obvious that you should be alone.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Listen to this track, bitch.
Yeah. Right here. This right here, it's bananas. I got my boy Drummer Boy on the track, once again. Beast of Music is the label, you already know what it is. This is a Big B Kid exclusive. I got a sister stutter right here. It's bananas. Get your money up.
30 goals on the truck, get your money up. King Kong in my trunk, get your money up. Rolling through your hood, stuntin', get your money, yo. If you call it get money, get your money, yo. We be ballin' at the mile, get your money, yo. Hit the store and buy it out, get your money, yo. From the window to the
I'm
wild,
just
get your money, yo.
But no,
tell me what you want to do. I'm getting money. I don't like all of them, I bow till I bow. Syndrome said they need a green screen, so I started putting
money on the wall.
Wow, nice out, then that mean there's no dime. Nope. And if I ain't go platinum, then that mean I win diamond.
Yep.
Man, I spit Lucas movies every time I'm rhyming. I let it strange just to watch movies in my dining. I'm shining, I'm grinding. Now that ain't crystals and my chandelier is diamonds.
Catch your money,
I make cuts like a surgeon. I'm a doctor like Seuss.
Ooh.
I got something that'll curl your hair like moose.
Moose.
The kids speak the truth every time I'm in the booth.
Blah.
And if you don't believe me, then shame on you. I got my own clothing line, so my name on you. You better get your joints before I change the game on you.
Heat.
And you like Diddy and change my name on you.
Take that, take that, take that.
So I'ma make it rain on you.
Blah.
30 goals on the truck, get your money, yo. King Kong in my trunk, get your money, yo. Rolling through your hood, stunt, get your money, yo. If you call it, get money, get your money, yo. We be ballin' at the mile, get your money, yo. Hit the store and buy it out, get your money, yo. From the window to the wild, get your money, yo. Steering wheel on the other side, confusion.
What's the
watch on my wrist look like beat.
Look like
the reason why my jeans cost what your rent.
What your rent?
I tell the big kid on the crib that your rent.
That your rent.
I chop my blows up like I'm a karate.
Chop, chop, chop.
Teach you waters what I gotta wash my body.
Wash my body.
And the boys rolling in that big body.
Big body.
My pocket is what little people got. Bitch ain't money. So don't think you can beast me.
Nope.
I go over to Europe just to cop that Maharishi.
Y'all know what I'm saying.
Every time you see E in my ride, is he needs
me.
Now you ain't got your money up, so why you trying to treat me?
Don't you
dig in these, boy. Catch me rolling 50 D's, boy.
26
is a crispy T,
a crispy T, boy.
So you can do me, boy. I spit fire, the last dragon like Bruce Lee, boy.
Get your money up.
30 foes on the truck.
Get your money up.
Yeah.
That's the end of that one right there. But look, I got more to come, baby. Cause I keep them coming.
never stop. Money, get your money. Like a stop sign, it's the kids that took off the corner. Get your money, yo. Don't stop for them. Don't stop for them, baby. I just keep going. I'm riding bone. Get your money, yo. Like that big body, baby. So I know to get your money, yo. Ha! Ha! I didn't get to complete it when I was saying I was laughing. But what I mean is I'm laughing at these bubblegum rappers.
Got it.
Because I'm the young phenom spitting that heat, baby.
Are you a young phenom? What the hell happened to you, Jibs?
Mm-hmm. Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. Fortifeye.com. When I tell you it's the best pre-workout around, I'm a man of my words. At checkout, use keyword Ryan20 to save 20%.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to gain education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org.
Now, something completely different.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
It's Hoppy Hour!
It's you, me, Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, what's up? I'm Woody. That's Greg Gorey.
What's up?
Menace.
Hi.
Gina Grad.
Hey.
Seabass. There's Sammy.
Hello.
We are the Woody Show.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Yeah.
With Ryan Hoppy.
He had daddy issues and is attracted to women with them. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah. Yo, time to love the Hoppy Hour.
That's me.
The Wild Podcast. Scoop, celeb, gossip, a mess. Ryan Hoppy on the mic. Kicking off the night. Talking about the love, the news, keeping it tight. 956-09-46-773. Hit the digits, call the show, set your mind free. From dating tips to wild tales, ain't no rest in the world syndicated. Hoppy is the best. Hoppy Hour's live from coast to coast. Turn the volume up, raise a toast. Worldwide, the city lights glowing bright. We're Ryan Hoppy. We celebrate the night.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Ryan Hoppy on repeat, never tire. From dawn till dusk, the stories they climb. On Hoppy Hour, time flies by and rhyme.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Jocelyn Wildenstein, the Swiss socialite who was nicknamed Catwoman for her extensive plastic surgery, died on New Year's Eve at the age of 84.
It says in the headline, dies unexpectedly. She was 84!
Her longtime partner, Lloyd Klein, shared details about her final moments to People magazine, revealing that she passed away peacefully while taking a nap. We had a nice happy hour the same night, and we were getting ready for the new year, and we took a little nap just to look good before getting dressed.
It is crazy, like, you're gonna go to bed sometime and not wake up!
He told the outlet, adding, It's very sad. It's extremely sad. It's extremely sad to lay down with your other half that I know for 21 years and waiting to celebrate New Year's Eve and to find her cold. Lloyd also explained to people that the...
Yeah, I found my dad cold. It's pretty traumatizing.
The socialite had phlebitis when asked what her cause of death was, which is described as inflammation of a vein, according to WebMD. Because of her phlebitis, the legs were very, very swollen and the blood was blocked and there was no oxygen in the brain.
Yeah.
And we were having a nap, and when I wake up, I said, Jocelyn, we have to wake up, we have to get dressed. And she was cold and she was dead.
Yeah, you're never getting over that.
Lloyd went on to reveal that the two had enjoyed the beautiful holidays together just days prior to her passing. We were at the Ritz 2 days ago. We were having dinner. Before that, we had come for Fashion Week at
She's pretty good looking for 84.
Chanel, everything was good.
That cat look is pretty hot.
Everything was good, he said, adding, we were having parties, she was in great shape, she was in impeccable health.
Yeah, you just never know, man.
The AFP also reported that Lloyd, who had been with Jocelyn on and off since 2003, said that his former partner died of a, quote, pulmonary embolism in a luxury hotel in Paris.
At least you go out in a luxury hotel.
The Swiss-born socialite was previously married to ex-husband and billionaire art dealer Alec Wildenstein.
Hey, she had a weird-ass life.
They shared two children together, Diane and Alec Jr., with their split making headlines.
Well, rest in peace. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Meghan Markle, who claims she was done with social media, I believe, is back.
Well, Hoppy Hot Topic!
It's Meghan Markle at the beach.
Meghan Markle is kicking off the new year by getting back on social media. The Duchess of Sussex is officially back on Instagram. The star shared a video on her new account of her at the beach riding 2025 in the sand.
That's a visual. She's running. Good for you. Here's some more Meghan Markle news. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting headline. She's getting her own Netflix show. I bet everyone's going to watch that.
I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it.
Meghan Markle is bringing love into 2025 with her new Netflix series. The Duchess of Sussex takes to her new Instagram account to announce her lifestyle show, With Love, Meghan, on January 2nd. The show, which premieres January 15th, will mark a new endeavor for Meghan, as she will be both the host and executive producer. Meghan.
Oh, that's going to be a pretentious show then. She learned from Martha Stewart to have full control because Martha hated her documentary.
Writes alongside the video on Instagram, I have been so excited to share this with you. I hope you love the show as much as I loved making it.
Oh, I bet it's going to be so not fake. It's like watching Kamala Harris. They're so similar. They're just so fake. The fakest thing is when she said that she never heard of Prince Harry.
Wishing you all a fantastic new year. Thanks to our amazing crew and the team at Netflix. Beyond grateful for the support and fun as ever, yeah. Meghan. In the trailer, Meghan gives a glimpse into the new series as she's seen cooking in the kitchen, arranging flowers at a shop, and hosting friends and special guests, even her husband, Prince Harry.
This is probably one of the most glamorous moments of my life.
It's magic!
I probably can't play this because of copyright, but we're all going to go watch that show.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
What the hell is going on with the Golden Globes?
The Golden Globes are only days away, and the number of A-list attendees is growing. As announced on January 2nd, here's a look at some of the biggest stars who are presenters at the 82nd annual Golden Globes.
Andrew Garfield, Oh, so the video is just a slideshow. I should probably should have checked that. I have this saying that I want to learn about the video with my audience, but sometimes that bites me in the ass. Ugh, let's talk about Blake Lively.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
New legal drama continues to unfold with Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. days after Blake Lively filed a California Civil Rights Department complaint against Justin Baldoni, accusing her It Ends With Us co-star and director of both participating in an alleged smear campaign against her and allegedly sexually harassing her. She is now filing a lawsuit in federal court against him and Wayfarer Studios, Access Hollywood confirms.
So it's for severe emotional distress. Where's the lawsuit for sexual harassment if it's the truth?
The lawsuit, which is based on Lively's previously filed civil rights complaint, also names Baldoni's crisis managers Melissa Nathan and Jennifer Abel as defendants, per court docs obtained by Access Hollywood. The lawsuit claims Lively has suffered from, quote, emotional distress and pain.
I always feel like that's such a cop-out of a lawsuit. Like, I've suffered emotional distress.
Humiliation, embarrassment, belittlement, frustration, and mental anguish. Access Hollywood has reached out to Baldoni's team and
for comment and hasn't heard back.
Wayfarer Studios for comment. Brian Friedman, a lawyer for Baldoni, Wayfarer Studios, and all its representatives, previously spoke out to NBC News about Lively's civil rights complaint, calling the allegations categorically false, adding in a statement.
Oh, geez.
Malicious with an intent to public. And intentionally salacious with an intent to publicly hurt and rehash a narrative in the media. The update comes as Baldoni is suing the New York Times for $250 million for reporting on, quote, false allegations against him, per a December 31st legal filing obtained by E! News. Lively's attorneys issued a statement to Access Hollywood regarding the New York Times lawsuit, that reads,
this is just going to be the most nauseating 2025 thing ever.
It's in part, quote, nothing in this lawsuit changes anything about the claims advanced in Ms. Lively's California Civil Rights Department complaint, nor her federal complaint filed earlier today. This lawsuit is based on the obviously false premise that Ms. Lively's administrative complaint against Wayfarer and others was a ruse based on a choice not to file a lawsuit against Baldoni Wayfarer, and that litigation was never her ultimate goal. As demonstrated by the federal complaint filed by Ms. Lively earlier today, that frame of reference for the Wayfarer lawsuit is false.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Part 2.
Justin Baldoni is calling out Ryan Reynolds. After
Finally someone calls out Ryan Reynolds.
After Blake Lively accused Justin, her director and co-star on It Ends With Us, of sexual harassment on set, he filed a $250 million lawsuit against the New York Times for reporting on the, quote, false allegations. In his December 31st legal filing, Justin also leveled accusations at Lively's husband, Ryan Reynolds, for being aggressive while defending the Gossip Girl actress. According to the lawsuit obtained by E! News, it reads, quote, Lively's husband, Ryan Reynolds, had aggressively berated Baldoni during a meeting at their penthouse in New York, accusing him of fat-shaming Lively, and that the couple's, quote, inappropriate and humiliating berating of him was delivered as other celebrity friends were coming in and out of their penthouse.
Well, maybe don't be a douchebag then. Oh, I can't stand Ryan Reynolds. I can't stand Deadpool.
For his part, the lawsuit claims Justin had asked about Lively's weight, saying it was, quote, prompted by Baldoni's reasonable inquiry into crucial information needed to ensure safety and avoid injury in a scene. It continues, quote, Baldoni, who suffers from back issues and has multiple bulging discs, made the inquiry to ensure he could safely perform the lift without injury. However, Blake saw the alleged interaction as Justin criticizing her weight after she gave birth to her and Ryan's fourth child, son Olin.
That is Blake overthinking it and trying to be a victim.
In early 2023, according to a lawsuit she filed against the director and actor in New York, December 31st, her lawsuit reads, quote, a few weeks before filming began and less than 4 months after Ms. Lively had given birth to her fourth child.
That's a lot of kids you're popping up.
Ms. Lively was humiliated to learn that Mr. Baldoni secretly called her fitness trainer without her knowledge or permission and implied that he wanted her to lose weight in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're in the movie business.
According to Blake's filing, quote, Mr. Baldoni told the trainer that he had asked because he was concerned about having to pick Ms. Lively up in a scene for the movie. But there was no such scene.
Yeah, that's a little sketch there.
As for Justin,
they're both douchebags.
His lawsuit with the New York Times, the paper said it plans to vigorously defend against the lawsuit. The role of an independent news organization is to follow the facts where they lead, reads the New York Times statement. Our story was meticulously and responsibly reported. It was based on a review of thousands of pages of original documents.
Yeah, I think they're both guilty.
Including the text messages and emails that we quote accurately and at length in the article.
So there's that. Here's a clip from 4 months ago of Blake Lively being a bitch to a reporter. But she's such a nice person.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Now the interview from Blake Lively's past that's come back to haunt her. She and her co-star Parker Posey are being accused of being so difficult that the reporter says she almost changed careers. Now,
yeah, sometimes you meet your heroes and it's not too good.
Liz Guerrero is speaking with that reporter who was at the receiving end of the actresses who are now being called mean girls.
Talk about awkward.
First of all, congrats on your little bump.
Congrats on your little bump.
It made me want to quit my job. I felt really...
What a bitch! Who do you think you are, Blake? You're a bitch!
Congrats on your little bump.
It made me want to quit my job. I felt really horrible afterwards.
Journalist Kirsty Flaw was stunned when Blake Lively and her co-star Parker Posey seemed to ignore her during the 2016 interview promoting the Woody Allen movie Cafe Society.
Yeah, we all saw it.
Blake had recently announced she was expecting her second child with husband Ryan Reynolds.
First of all, congrats on your little bump.
Little did she suspect this retort. Congrats on your little bump. How shocked were you when she shot back?
I was like, and I kind of looked down at my stomach. I was like, I didn't understand what she meant by it.
That's because they're not funny. They're actors. They need lines to be creative. They're all a bunch of creeps.
How do I look?
Cafe Society was set in glamorous 1930s Hollywood. So Kirstie asked about the period costumes.
Did you guys love wearing those?
She's wearing a period costume while Blake's on her period. That's why she's being a bitch.
Kind of close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, working in
digital.
Everyone
wants to talk about the clothes, but I wonder if they would ask the men about the clothes.
Shut the fuck up, Blake, you fucking imbecile.
I would.
What followed was this. The actresses chatting with each other as if nobody else was in the room.
It's better off for the reporter. When Blake Lively dies, no one's going to go, what a great person she was. She'll be remembered for being a bitch.
Father with his tank top in bed.
It's so good. Like,
it goes on for a full minute before Kirstie can ask another question. You can see how uncomfortable she looks.
She looks very confused.
I walked out of that room and I was just like, I wanted to throw up. I just felt so awful.
Yeah, but Blake Lively's a victim. Not at all.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Throw your head back, baby, show your grill in this dance. Get the snapping, yo, yeah, get the moving, yo, yeah. Yeah, that's that money snap, yeah, that's that money snap. Ooh, that's that money snap, yeah, that's that money snap. Throw your head back, baby, shake your dreads in this dance. Get the snapping, yo, yeah, get the moving, yo, yeah. Yeah, that's that money snap, you just came up. Money snap, where you at? Like you don't give a fuck. Throw your head back, baby. Show your grill in this bitch. Get the snap in your fingers. Get the move in your bitch. Yeah, that's that money snap. Yeah, that's that money snap. Ooh, that's that money snap. Yeah, that's that money snap. Throw your head back, baby. Shake your dreads in this bitch. Get the snap in your fingers. Get the move in your bitch. Yeah, that's that money snap. Yeah, that's that money snap.
Segment has been brought to you by Rich Kaley Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com, 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. And that is in Tampa. But you got to sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com. And when you do, you'll save $10. This is also being brought to you by westchaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need. Go to westchaseprinting.com and tell them I sent you. And finally, this is being brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net. Do you live in Maryland or Florida and you need help in your mental health? Who doesn't? You see where the planet's at? Go to CounselingOnCall.net if you live in Florida or Maryland and tell them, what is it again? That I sent you.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, this is Meredith from O and the Freak Show on Wild 94.1 in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Hey, it's Covino from Covino and Rich. You're listening to Ryan Hoppy. It's the Hoppy Hour.
Hey, you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. This is Eric Zane. I don't know these two people, but I know they're fucking assholes. Mike Calta and Rover, suck my dick for what you did to Ryan.
You bring the coffee, I'll bring the chaos. This is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ryan's tall like the sky. 6'9", he's fly. From Chicago to the Bay. In St. Pete, he'll stay. Talk of love and fame. Dating life's his game. News on stars he spills.
Oh, what's going on?
Laughter fills.
Oh, that's right.
Happy hour, all you need.
Oh, sure.
Rich and Ely, take a seat.
Yeah.
Ryan's got the groove. Happy Hour makes you move. A cat by the side.
What up, Luna? What's the number again, Luna? 856 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. Only on Hoppy Hour do you get meowing while the host gives out the phone number.
Welcome to PMZ Live. Harvey Levin here.
And Jason Oppenheim.
I am so happy you're here. I am so happy you're here. I'm a big fan of Selling Sunset.
Oh, I love being here, man. So thanks for inviting me.
And you. We are going to start with something really interesting. Jay-Z is gunning to get this rape lawsuit that was filed against him dismissed.
I feel like it might happen.
And he has multiple reasons for doing it. You know that a woman claims when she was 13 years old, Jay-Z raped her. That's the allegation. He just vigorously denies this and says it is not true. This has hurt him and his family. And he has vowed to fight this and win. Well, his lawyer, Alex Spiro, you may remember Alex, who got the case against Alec Baldwin dismissed in the...
Yeah, this guy's got a lot of power.
...Russ shooting. Alex Spiro is representing Jay-Z, has for a long time. He now has a game plan to get this case dismissed, at least if he has his way. And it starts with a law that was passed that would allow somebody under these circumstances to file a lawsuit. He is saying, Alex Spiro, that the law only applies to New York City. And also, the law was passed after this alleged rape would have occurred. Again, he...
So pretty much, it's going to get dropped. And like always, the rich and elite always win. What's going on with Bradgelina?
Jolie and Brad Pitt have settled their divorce after 8 acrimonious, sometimes vicious years of arguing, trashing, all sorts of things. So it is finally over. We know that initially there was a lot involving child custody, but the reality is Brad's estranged from these 6 kids now. I mean, he's just estranged.
Yeah, he's a deadbeat.
And he believes, we know this, that one of the reasons the kids won't have anything to do with him, he thinks Angelina Jolie has been trashing him for years.
That's what deadbeat moms do, too. They're all deadbeats.
Years. She has denied it, and she says she's never done it.
Oh, get the hell out of here. You think you talk good about him? Shut up.
But this has been just a brutal, brutal divorce.
And it's finally over. We're just doing a speed run right now. Let me skip forward. No other show skips forward, but the thing is...
Top of the list.
Oh, geez. The thing is, if you're listening this long, I appreciate it. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. All right. We got some news about Liam Payne.
When we come back. Welcome back to TMZ Live. There is new information we have in the death of Liam Payne. And this is sad and alarming. So in September of this year, a month before he fell off that balcony in Argentina, his psychiatrist dropped him. That's a really unusual thing. She dropped him. And this, by the way, is based on court records that had been filed with an Argentinian court in connection with the prosecution of 5 people they're saying are somehow responsible for Liam's death. In this letter, the psychiatrist says he needs a higher level of care.
Yeah, but like you can't just ditch somebody like that.
Than she could offer. And she is a psychiatrist.
I hope she feels like a failure.
Remember, there's a marriage and family counselor, then there's a psychologist, And then there's a psychiatrist. Psychiatrists are doctors, and yet she couldn't provide the intense care.
Well, maybe you should resign from doing your job.
That she said he needed.
Yeah, I don't think there's any responsibility on her, though. I think everyone should be able to...
All right, I disagree with you, you bald tool. Even though you can't see his height. What's going on with Alabama Barker? This, I don't want to say anything negative about her, but she seems a little sketchy.
The criminal justice system doesn't go after all their friends and employees.
There was a 911 emergency a month ago where she called 911. And it wasn't something that was, you know, flu or something traumatic physically that happened to her. Unless you consider a vape pen physical.
That's the most Gen Z thing I ever heard. And also, we know she likes to get physical with guys that are in relationships.
But that was the problem here. She was vaping, and she's a singer. She wants to become a rapper. And somebody told her...
She's trashy to be one.
...told her, you can't vape because it's going to ruin your voice.
Well, don't vape. I'm vaping right now, but it's a Delta.
So she stops, and she freaks out one day because she's having vape withdrawals.
It's a thing. I've quit myself. I mean, you get very...
This guy is not Charles. What about AI therapy?
A non-human.
Coughing over here.
Welcome back to TMZ Live. There is a newfangled thing out there now. It's actually been around for a while, but it's catching fire. It is an AI therapist.
I talked to ChatGPT, I'll be honest.
Psychologist, if you will. Somebody you can tell your problems to and will help you. That's the theory. So you're not talking to a human being directly. You are talking to a bot.
That's how AI works. Man, they are just... This is not the best episode I've ever heard of TMZ. All right, finally with Joe Budden. If it's driving you nuts and I'm going fast through news clips, I don't care.
Mind of a Killer, Monday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
This is like garbage time of the show where I just skip through clips.
Welcome back to TMZ Live. Joe Budden has got a... criminal case that involves nudity.
He's a weird dude, very zesty.
His apartment building earlier this month, and somehow walked out of his unit and was naked and walked to a neighbor's door, knocked on it. It was a woman who has kids in there. She called the cops. So Joe Budden has a defense to this that he talked about on a podcast.
I just sleptwalked somewhere that I shouldn't have sleptwalked.
That's a defense. What a weirdo.
You know how I sleep.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, well. I don't know. That's your defense?
Butt ass. Nice naked ass. Good naked sleepwalking.
All right. Joe Budden, just admit you're bisexual. And call it a day.
TikTok, clocks a joke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom, then stream. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Vibe coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.